Hello and welcome to Oxcast. We've got a good selection of stand-up comedy and theatre and music this week. So we're going to start off with the stand-up. So Hinny's got some stand-up for us.
So Simon Munnery is on at the North Wall Arts Centre this Thursday. Okay. He's presenting his new show, Filmmaker, and it's probably like nothing you've ever seen before.
And that's spelled F-Y-L-M. Just
Munnery describes his own work as where unfunny comedy meets crap art.
Right.
he'll be making a tiny comedy film, which the audience watch live with him, with special effects provided by glove puppets and paper cutouts.
Okay, cool.
It's the kind of technology I like.
Yes.
with a soundtrack by a live guitarist and Munnery's comic routine.
Cool.
So that's on Thursday at 8 o'clock at the North Wall Arts Centre.
Great. And there's some more theatre this week. It's called My Heart is Hitchhiking Down Peachtree Street. And it's not being performed in a theatre, though, but in the Oxford Youth Hostel Association, that's down Botley Road. It's part of Playhouse Plays Out. So that's where the Oxford Playhouse sponsors unusual productions tailored to a location. So their last show was on in Oxford Library, and a while ago I saw one that was played in just a children's playground down Cowley Road. And I expect they've set it in the Youth Hostel Association because the story is about what it feels like to be a stranger a long way from home. It's a play about the stories you tell people that you meet when you're travelling and when they ask you where you're from. And it sounds like quite an intimate performance. It's performed for just 9 people at a time, so you have to book in advance to get a seat. But there are a lot of shows. There are 9 shows, 3 each on Thursday and Friday and Saturday. So you can book tickets for that at www.oxfordplayhouse.com. And so moving away from theatre briefly to music, there's a gig on, in fact, next week. So we're sort of taking a quick peek at next week. Can you tell us about it?
It's a trio from Switzerland called Mama Rosine. Mm-hmm. And they play Cajun and Zydeco, and it's the most fantastic music to dance to.
Is it?
I heard them supporting Bellahead in the Sage Gateshead about a month ago. Mm-hmm. And it was a really, really good night out, so I can definitely recommend them.
Great. So that's next Wednesday, isn't it?
Yes, next Wednesday at
8 p.m.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
In the Jericho Tavern.
Great, that sounds really good. More music, in fact, is on Saturday, 8 p.m. at the Old Fire Station. It's the Quartet Gypsy Fire. I think there's going to be a Daily Info contingent going there.
Yep.
They sound absolutely amazing. I've been listening to some of their music online from their website. They're a quartet with a fiddle and 2 guitars and a double bass. Have you ever heard them?
I haven't. Are they like the Hot Club of France, the Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli?
Yes, Django Reinhardt, oh, exactly. Fantastic. I think they were the 2 guitarists particularly were inspired by him a lot. And yeah, it's just this kind of frantic jazz type sound. They take quite a lot of sort of classical tunes like Air on a G-String or something, but then give it their own kind of swingy twist. They look great. So that's on the Old Fire Station, Saturday at 8 p.m. Tickets are £12.
Also next week, you can go and see Priscilla, Queen of the Desert at the New Theatre. It's a brilliant story.
Yeah.
It's got everything. A lot of good comic moments and a lot of heartbreaking moments too. It's about 2 Australian drag queens and a transsexual on a road trip across the outback, singing pop anthems all the way. And this adaptation of the Australian film has got Jason Donovan in. So if you want to see him singing in a dress, then this is how you can do that.
Best bet for doing that. Great. So that's on Monday until Saturday next week. But if you want your theatre a little less flamboyant, then you can head to the Oxford Playhouse this week to see Alan Ayckbourn's futuristic romantic farce, Surprises. It's Ayckbourn's 76th play, and his plays are usually about love and relationships, and this one's no different, but it's also sci-fi set in the future. And it's a series of love stories in a future where couples have to ask themselves questions like, can you stay in love if you live together for over a century? Because all these people live for like 180 years. And can long-distance relationships work when one of you is on Mars? That
Brilliant.
Kind of thing. So our Daily Info reviewer called it a thought-provoking, moving exploration of love, humanity and emotional frailty. So so that sounds good. It's on evenings this week, and also matinee and evening performance on Saturday. Great, so that's it for this week in Daily Info's Oxcast. You can follow us on Twitter at Daily Info Oxford for details of all upcoming events. You can also find us on Facebook, or just look at our website, which is www.dailyinfo.co.uk. That's it for this week. We'll see you next week.